Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I was noticing in Magnificat magazine a little introduction to today's readings that I just wanted to share with you. It's just a brief paragraph. Jesus warns that in days to come, nation will rise against nation, and there will be earthquakes, famines, plagues, and awesome sights from the sky. And yet, the Lord insists on an unwavering resoluteness in his followers. He insists on an unwavering resoluteness in his followers. Do we have our eyes fixed on him or not? On his way, his word, his truth? Are we scattered? Or are we following the voices of those who lead us away from him? The culture, this is my words, right now, the culture is lethal. Culture has the power to destroy us if we participate. I don't mean, you know, go be a hermit somewhere or climb a mountain somewhere. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is being a true disciple in the midst of what is lethal, what can work against us, what can honestly destroy us and is destroying many. Many. The deaths from suicide have risen. The deaths from addiction to drugs and alcohol. That's just a little set of examples. But in all those cases, the percentages have just skyrocketed because people can't find meaning. They've rejected God, maybe unknowingly, but they don't see any need for God, or very little. They're turning away. And more, the culture is on a downhill, not just a downhill walk, a downhill slide. You see it, you know it. You see what's being said today. You see what's being advocated. You see what's happening to the next generation. You can't just say, oh, well, we're going through a bad time. We'll get out of it. How will we get out of it? Unless by decisions made by disciples of Jesus Christ to follow him. This little paragraph says, Jesus warns that in days to come, nation will rise against nation, and there will be earthquakes, famines, plagues, and awesome sights from the sky. And yet the Lord insists on an unwavering resoluteness in his followers. See that you not be deceived. Do not follow deceivers. Do not be terrified. For even though stone will not be left upon stone, the Lord will remain present. Christ's meaning is sure. Brothers and sisters, we really do need to get our eyes and ears, our bodies, our minds fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world, the only Savior of the world. First reading today from the prophet Daniel, chapter 2, verses 31 to 45. Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, in your vision, O king, you saw a statue, very large and exceedingly bright, terrifying in appearance as it stood before you. The head of the statue was pure gold, its chest and arms were silver, its belly and thighs bronze, the legs iron, its feet partly iron and partly tile. While you looked at the statue, a stone which was hewn from a mountain, without a hand being put to it, struck its iron and tile feet, breaking them in pieces. The iron, tile, bronze, silver, and gold all crumbled at once, fine as the chaff on the threshing floor in summer. And the wind blew them away without leaving a trace. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This was the dream, the interpretation we shall also give in the king's presence. You, O King, are the King of kings. To you the God of heaven has given dominion and strength, power and glory. Men, wild beasts, and birds of the air, wherever they may dwell, he has handed over to you, making you ruler over them all. You are the head of gold. Another kingdom shall take your place inferior to yours. Then a third kingdom of bronze which shall rule over the whole earth. There shall be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron. It shall break to pieces and subdue all these others, just as iron breaks in pieces and crushes everything else. The feet and the toes you saw, partly of potter's tile and partly of iron, mean that it shall be a divided kingdom, but yet have some of the hardness of iron. As you saw the iron mixed with clay tile and the toes partly iron and partly tile, the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. The iron mixed with clay tile means that they shall seal their alliances by intermarriage, but they shall not stay united any more than iron mixes with clay. In the lifetime of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed or delivered up to another people. Rather, it shall break in pieces all these kingdoms, the ones he's just described, and put an end to them, and it shall stand forever. This is the meaning of the stone you saw hewn from the mountain without a hand being put to it, which broke in pieces the tile, iron, bronze, silver, and gold. The great God has revealed to the king what shall be in the future. This is exactly what you dreamed, and its meaning is sure. Brothers and sisters, the world will one day come to an end. Everything we valued, everything we thought gave us power, prestige, and honor, everything that dulled us to our pain, all the drugs and the alcohol, everything will disappear. This kingdom, the kingdom of this world, will come to an end. And whose side will you be standing on? Do you believe God? Do you believe his word? And do you follow it day in and day out? Or is your Bible simply certain chosen verses that don't bring about any controversy, and you can quote the Bible, but you're not really living the teaching of Jesus? Where are you? I'm asking myself the same questions. The word of God has power to convict us. From Deuteronomy 3, we take the responsorial psalm, "Give glory and eternal praise to him." That's who we want to turn to. It's he's the one who's going to last. not Amazon, not Facebook, not Twitter, not all the things that they promote. None of those things is going to last. None of them. Or what they tell you is important. None of that's going to last. The only thing that lasts is the eternal kingdom. And if you've got one wise cell in your brain, you're going to draw the conclusion of where you should put the weight of your life. Put it on God. Don't put it on the things of this world. God is utterly faithful to his promises. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 to 11. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." This temple was glorious. And Jesus is saying, the day will come when not a stone will be left upon a stone. Where are you putting your time, your attention, your energy, your money? Where are you putting it? In what will last forever? And then they ask him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" And he answered, "See that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them." Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. And then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, plagues from place to place, awesome sights, and mighty signs will come from the sky. This past fall, we saw a lot of mighty signs. The weather conditions across the country, the difficulties, the challenges that we have had to face, and many are still facing, the restoration of so much that was destroyed. Did we take that as an opportunity to stop and to say, what am I really valuing? People lost homes. People lost a lot of things that were necessary. Some even lost their lives. Pay heed. You don't have to draw all kinds of conclusions about it, but just look. The things you value in this world, the things you value could be stripped from you in a moment. The only thing that will last is what God has asked us to be and to do, sons and daughters of Him who are disciples of His Son and are willing to follow Him wherever He leads. Then you have assurance, if you obey Him, that all will be well. Brothers and sisters, I really want to encourage you, because the world around us right now is not very stable, whether it be government, whether it be money, whether it be the weather. We're seeing some things in these years that we haven't seen for a long time. It's an opportunity for us to say, Lord, let me make sure that my house is in order, that my life, my family is in order. In order meaning that God is first, that I worship Him, that I seek to obey Him, that I repent when I fail. Is that the priority of my life? Gives you lots of room to do all kinds of things with life. But God has to be first, because He's the only one that can lead us into eternal life. There's no other way. I am the way and the truth and the life. He who follows me will not die. He who follows me will have eternal life. Do you believe that? Is your life and your life's decisions in accord with that? I'm keep harping on this because I want it to go from your head to your heart. I want you to begin to make some decisions about what's leading you astray and what's leading you closer to God. This Advent is a time to take stock of your life. I really encourage you to purchase my CD for $10, Journey Through Advent. You can access it by going to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God abundantly bless you and lead you home safely. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.